Generals from North and South Korea held a second meeting since their leaders met for a landmark summit in April and pledged to reduce the danger of another war on the Korean Peninsula. VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports their meeting comes as satellite imagery detected new ballistic missile activity.
South Korea's foreign ministry said it was closely monitoring North Korea's movements after U.S. spy satellites detected renewed activity at a North Korean factory that produced the country's first intercontinental ballistic missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo testified before Congress last week that North Korea continues
to produce vessel material.
A senior U.S. official told Reuters photos and infrared imaging indicate vehicles moving in and out of the facility at Sanam-dong. However, it does not show how advanced any missile construction might be. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Tuesday, multiple blasts hit an area of the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. There have been unconfirmed reports of casualties. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Officials say the Tuesday blast was followed by gunfire as an unknown number of gunmen attacked an area of shops and government offices. An eyewitness told Reuters he was in the refugee department when the gunmen attacked. He said another assailant blew himself up at the facility's gates and that he saw two injured people come out from the building as fighting continued. The blast came amid a series of complex attacks that have hit Jalalabad in recent weeks, killing and wounding dozens of people. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump said Iran must never be allowed to possess nuclear weapons, but
I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet.
Officials in Tehran have ruled out any talks with Washington, saying that the United States has shown it's not reliable. Last week, Trump exchanged heated rhetoric with Tehran, warning Iran never ever to threaten the United States again. This is VOA News. Zimbabweans are awaiting for the first results of an election that they hope will lift the country out of economic and political stagnation for decades under former leader Robert Mugabe. Justice Priscilla Chigumba is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, and she provided an update earlier.
From the statistics received so far, which we are in the process of verifying, voter turnout ranges from 60 to 78% in some areas. The commission has not yet received figures from a few remote parts of the country owing to communication challenges. Vote counting and collation are at various stages countrywide, with most of the polling stations having completed counting.
She said initial results would be expected sometime after 3 p.m. local time. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports a former campaign manager for U.S. President Donald Trump is set to go on trial.
Prosecutors lined up 35 witnesses and more than 500 pieces of evidence they say will show how President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, earned more than $60 million from his Ukrainian work and then concealed a significant percentage from the IRS. Prosecutors will also argue Manafort fraudulently obtained millions more in bank loans, including during his time on Trump's campaign. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha has asked Britain to extradite former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra. He also noted that if Britain does not respond to that request, Thailand will not be able to arrest her. Yingluck was overthrown in the coup in 2014 and sentenced in absentia to 5 years in jail for negligence. She fled the country in August of 2017 to avoid being jailed over a rice subsidy scheme that ran up losses in the billions of dollars. Malaysia's civil aviation chief says he has resigned after an investigative report highlighted shortcomings in the air traffic control center during Malaysia Airlines Flight 370's disappearance 4 years ago. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Asaruddin Abdul Rahman says the report, prepared by a 19-member international team, didn't blame the civil aviation department for the plane's loss, but found that the Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center failed to comply with operating procedures. The report's conclusion raises the possibility that the jet may have been hijacked, even though there was no conclusive evidence of why the plane went off course and flew for over 7 hours after severing communications. However, it adds that the cause of the disappearance on March 8, 2014 cannot be determined until the wreckage and the plane's black boxes are found. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hit.